Wednesday, May 17th. President still at Camp David. Called 10:15 this morning, and then a couple of times while we were playing tennis this afternoon, he told Kissinger. He said he had told Kissinger to read the Riot Act to the writers on the Moscow speech, that he wants it cut to 1,800 words. He definitely wants to take Andrews. He's going to read all his toasts or statements, and he wants them all written for that purpose and not longer than 250 words. He called later to say he wanted it cut to 200 words maximum, 150 words preferable. He got into the Wallace thing. He had talked to Lou Cash and Colson and others to get readings. Thought the Michigan results were fantastic, and that maybe Ehrlichman and Harper and the domestic council people now believe that there is a busing issue. Says he wrote a memo to Ehrlichman with a copy to me on busing. Is anxious to try to go over and visit Wallace at the hospital if he can on the way down from Camp David on Friday. Feels that we should quit babying Mansfield now and go ahead and hit him because he's going against us on at every turn, as he is still on the anti-war amendment. Got into the Conley thing, wants to be sure that I keep in touch with Conley every day and that he doesn't feel left out of things. And also wants to have a big party for the Conleys after we get back from Russia, maybe an evening at the White House with great entertainment, have the Texas people, the cabinet, Congress, and so on. He wants all that set up. End of May 17th.